Most people recognise that their food consumption choices result in dire impacts on the environment, but these consequences usually tend to be underestimated. Deforestation and rising greenhouse gas emissions, just to name a few. Well, slapping on a carbon label may just help spread awareness, influence consumer decisions, and in effect lessen these environmental impacts. I'm joined on the line now with Adrian Camilleri, Senior Lecturer in Marketing at the University of Technology, Sydney, to discuss. Adrian, thank you for your time.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what line of food production would you say is the main contributor to environmental degradation?
So basically, it's the production of meat. That is the main contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. And among the different meat products, it's really the red meat, so beef and lamb, that contribute the most.
Mm-hmm. And so how exactly does the meat production line hurt the environment?
So it comes from a few sources, and many of those are not ones that we would typically think of. So with these ruminant animals, so things like cows, sheep, goats, they actually have a digestive process that's quite different to humans. And basically, they've got microbes in their gut that decompose the food, and that process produces methane, and methane is a potent greenhouse gas emission. And the other big factor there is low feed conversion efficiency. So basically, it takes about 38 kilograms of food, protein, fed to, for example, a cow, and that converts into just 1 kilogram of beef. So that's about 3% efficiency there, so that's also not very good.
Right, and so why do you think people tend to underestimate the environmental impact of food production? Is there not enough dialogue relating to this impact in particular? Or
yeah, so I think if you ask a person off the street, you know, what is it that you can do to reduce your environmental impact? Changing your diet isn't at the top of that list, so it's just not top of mind. And I think one of the reasons is that people have what we might call an illusion or a theory that they understand the process by which food gets from the farm to their plate. But when you actually ask people to, you know, write out the steps of that process, which we've done, it turns out they miss large sections of that cycle. And as a result, they underestimate some of the factors involved. Just for example, fertilizer has large amounts of nitrous oxide in it, which is another potent greenhouse gas emission. And so that fertilizer goes into the food that's used to feed the animals, and nobody thinks about that.
Mm, all the different elements along the way. And so can you tell me more about why a carbon label may be the perfect idea or solution?
Yeah, so it's clear in this particular problem that an absence of knowledge is one of the factors underlying the problem. And so one of the most straightforward ways of addressing a lack of knowledge is by slapping on a label. And so a carbon label basically expresses how many greenhouse gas emissions are produced in the production of the food that you're looking at. And in the research that we conducted, we tried to create a metric that was relatable for people. And so we tried to express greenhouse gas emissions in terms of equivalent light bulb minutes. So, for example, when we were presenting a beef soup, we would express the greenhouse gas emissions associated with that soup in terms of, I think it was 2,500 light bulb minutes, or something like 36 hours that a light bulb would need to be turned on to be equivalent to this consumption of this soup.
Wow. And so what else would you say is in the consumer's power to lessen their influence on the environment? Would you say that opting for a vegetarian diet, 80% of the time is a solution as well, or anything else we can do in our power?
Yeah. So I guess the first thing is to change diet. I'm not suggesting everybody turns vegan, but certainly moving towards a more vegetarian diet some of the time is going to reduce your impact on the environment. And the other factor that's important is reducing waste. So globally, we throw away around a third of all the food that we produce, and that's obviously a huge waste. So if we can cut down, for example, 50% of our food waste, then we could reduce environmental pressures by something like 10%.
Well, Adrian, this has been very insightful. Thank you so much for your time on the show.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.